ACNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 in the morning on April the 10th. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Not only can you hear us, you can join our chat room. Just go in there and click and then hop into the chat pack. Just join. Give us a name that appeals to you. And it doesn't have to appeal to us, as many as we have found out have put in there.
Oh, yeah.
But as long as it appeals to you and you keep it civil, you're always welcome in our chat.
How do you spell umph?
Umph. U-M-F.
Umph is here this morning.
Umph. Oh, okay. Umph is here.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, okay.
He's literal.
All right. The speaking of umph, here he is. Bad Bob Oomph.
That's Mr. Oomph to you.
What's up, Bad Bob? How's the moving? Are you still moving? You still picked the worst time in the year to move.
You
silly man. You know what? You look at your wife is a weather guesser. Why didn't she say she goes looks at it and goes, "Well, look, I've been looking at the weather forecast and weather patterns now for 15 years, and I can tell that if we move this week, it'll be exactly the type of weather we need. It'll be sunshine, just a slight breeze to cool our fevered brows." But no.
Fevered brows.
You pick the week that the rain pours down all over you.
Yes, well, I assume it was a plot from the finance company that just.
Moving is there is nothing. Well, you have to really search for a delightful.
The age-old question: well, how did I end up with this, and why did I think it was a good idea to put this on in a closet?
Well, it's a good time to clean out.
It's not only closets; it's in storage bins and under the house and up in the attic.
George Carlin, a place for your stuff.
Yeah,
well,
that's
you know
true.
What? Next to me is my stuff. My favorite stuff is next
like
to
it or
me,
not.
And she is next to me. And
stuff it in a closet every now and then.
There's no stuffing in the closet. It's just my stuff, Linda.
God, I don't know how to take that. I love that the segue.
What? Hands off my junk? Is that?
Yeah,
what?
Man.
No, we're not talking junk. She's my stuff. You know.
We got a lot of junk in this trunk, right? Currently 48 degrees. I don't even know. That's
even
nice pretty.
That's a nice trunk.
Well, you know, when did they start that? That was all the hip-hop stuff. Anyway, enough of that. We just randomly grabbing at that. Currently 48 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It's going to be around 58 today. Of course, 70% chance of rain. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch are possible tonight. Rain. With temperatures around 45. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. This morning as we kick off, we are going to be giving Rat Pack tickets away. Not this moment, but we will here in the next half hour, so be listening. Also, I'd love to tell you about what happened this day in history. Oh, there's all kinds of stuff.
Well, try to limit yourself to the first two.
No, can't do that.
Okay.
Okay, one thing.
All right.
Let's see. A torture chamber is uncovered by arson in 1834.
That's real exciting.
You'll love this one. Hollywood first color 3D film opens, but literary. The Gift of the Magi is published. Paul McCartney announces the breakup of the Beatles in 1970. I didn't know he's the one that announced it. That's interesting.
Well, you know, that's because it was such earth-shattering news.
FDR.
But then I guess in 1970, maybe it was.
Tiger Woods wins fourth Masters. Oh, 2005, let me tell you.
It kind of went downhill after that when they found out that he was boinking everybody in every golf tournament.
And in World War
II. You know what? You know, okay, this is great. You know, his wife got possession of this, what, $15 million estate. And what did she do? You told me about this, remember?
She demolished it.
She bulldozed this $15 million place down. Bulldozed it, leveled it, and then rebuilt it. And the whole time looking at Woods going,
she probably thought, I breathed energy into every inch of that house. And you know what? Every time I look, I don't care how much I tear it apart. Every time I think of, look at that space, I'm going to think of, I lived in that space with you. I'm tired of the space. Bye. It's going. Like the property, space is going. In World War II, Croatia declares independence.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Well, what happened was Croatia and all those were being, pushed around. And then right after World War II, the communists came in, and Tito came in and made Yugoslavia out of all those. And that's why so many Croatians left right after World War II. They did not want it. They had fought against, by the way, the Serbs had fought, Serbians had fought against Nazis. And lost a lot of people fighting them. Where others, like Croatia, accepted the Nazis. But anyway, they were not going to accept communism after the war, and so many of them moved. That's why they took so many of their vineyards with them. Croatia's big on wine.
That's an interesting history. We had a great time when we visited there. Well, let's go to one of the treasures that we have here on our show, besides all our fabulous guests and information, and we love being here, is talking about the Wells Fargo Minute update that happens on 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06. And with us this morning to tell us what's going on right now is Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Welcome. What's going on?
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading negative this morning, 60 points at 12,868. The Standard & Poor's 500 Index is negative 5 at 1377, and the NASDAQ is negative 3 at 3,043. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 7 cents at $9 even, and Pfizer up 40 cents at $22.45. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 19 cents at $16.04. And Bank of Commerce is positive 19 cents at $4.34. In the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has lowered the 30-year Treasury bond yield down to 3.15%. And in the commodity markets, gold is down 10 cents at $1,643.80. Silver is up 2 cents at $31.55. And crude oil is up a quarter at $102.71. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy. Thank you very much. Right. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. They're located out on Park Marina Drive. Stop by and see what great ideas they have for investments and what exactly really is going on in Wall Street. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, I just don't know how to put this, but why would you rush through our Assembly and our Senate bills that nobody reads? Is it one of those things? Is it a Pelosi thing? Because they're all Democrats who do this. We have to pass the bill to see what's in it. We're going to talk about that when we come back. And what an abomination this is when you start talking about our rights and freedoms and the correct way of passing legislation. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment out there.
Been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. If you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:16 in the morning.
Good morning. Welcome to KCNR 1460. Love you guys being at the Chack Pack. This portion of the show is also always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. We love it. You know, we're going to get them on here pretty soon because we're going to talk about some of these new FDA laws that are being reviewed for the future. You want to talk about being outraged, but they keep on plugging on. They keep on contributing to our beautiful community here, and they have incredible coffee prices. That's right. You get a 20-ounce coffee drink for $3, and let's not forget the meeting room they have over there that they offer for a nominal fee. I think it's just a small donation, whatever you can afford to have this meeting room right next to Tobacco and Brew. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive, our friends at Tobacco and Brew.
Okay, my friends. The effect Lucero recall is going on, I believe, right now. It started. So it should be interesting to see what happens. I for some reason, think that Dolores Lucero will not be the council person from the city of Shasta Lake. I mean, I don't know why I think that. It just I don't know if it's just too much turmoil over the time. And when you have too much turmoil, that things change. Now, yesterday we had a phone call, and we've had phone calls before from Nielsen, Assemblyman Nielsen, about it. But Jim called yesterday about these hollow bills. And he was absolutely right. The legislators that we have elected to protect our interest are doing things that are just absolutely absurd. I think you could describe the legislature, the Assembly and the Senate in Sacramento as a troop of baboons without an alpha male. I truly believe that. Because there's talking about how they can push bills through at the last second. And when I'm going to read, and this is from a Record Search Light story, but it comes off the Associated Press. But it is exact. When I read some of these things to you, you're just not even going to believe it. And they talk about dead of night votes. The one, the bill that prohibited the school administrators from furloughing teachers, remember that one, and just completely blew out the budgets, couldn't lay anybody off. Tom Armolino said it took away completely our ability to budget and how are we going to do this, but they passed that. That was at 11 p.m. at night, as I remember Assemblyman Nielsen saying. We didn't know what was in the bill. They brought it in. It was voted on. You know, they had, you know, it just was ramrodded through the legislature. They're getting to be common practice, especially during the budget, when they can force lawmakers to vote on major issues with little or no time to read the substance of the legislation. Many Democrats who control both houses of the legislature, let's say that again, Democrats are doing this, defend the practice as necessary evil. And I'm not sure why it's a necessary evil, but others say it needs to be changed. Oh, really? Well, there's been an assemblyman by the name of Kevin Jeffries. Of course, he's a Republican out of Lake Elsinore. Has proposed a constitutional amendment that says, give the people, the public, us, the voters, at least 24 hours to examine the bills before lawmakers vote on them. And that whether you agree with that or not, it's just, my friends, you need to be able to see the bill. They should put it out to us so we can see it. They should have the ability to read it. Well, that's not happening. They're not doing that. They say the Assembly and the Senate bills require that bills be read on three different days, but they don't have to do that. You know why? They take an existing bill, they hollow it out, and then they put, when I say hollow it out, they just take all everything that was out of it. They just say, hey, this is AB, you know, 1952. And then they put things into it that you don't even have to see. So they don't even have, that's the way they get around reading it. That's the way they get around for having people have a chance to even look at it. Why do they do this? It's because they think last-minute legislation is sometimes necessary to address issues, and they don't want to give those nasty Republicans a chance to drum up opposition to the steamroller that the Assembly has, that the Democrats have. He said, Republicans. Now, this is a guy, this is Charles Calderon. He says that Republicans are not thinking of the public in trying to require a 24-hour waiting period. Instead, Calderon said they should only use that time to gin up opposition and punish lawmakers who are apparently approve good but politically risky policies. A 24-hour reading period often gets used for mischief. You know what? I can't make this up. I can't make this up, my friends. What they're saying here is the party in power can pass anything they want, anytime they want, and they, you know, and there is no restrictions on it. I can't read the bills. Bad Bob, can you read the bills?
No, and what I'm hearing here is that these elitists think that they are so much smarter than us common working folk that they know what is best for us, and I'm insulted.
You know, what they're saying is that, oh, those Republicans, those nasty old Republicans, they're just angry because we passed through that says we can pass bills about money without the two-thirds. And I think they're scrambling just for more leverage. But other people, like people, bipartisan groups like California Forward, has gathered more than half the signatures it's going to need to place a 72-hour reading period for bills on a November ballot. You know what? I don't usually like governing by initiatives, but maybe this should be. What gives the right of the elite, the elite few? They said we've been voted in to do these jobs, and it could make our job tougher if you actually, the public out there read the bills. I got to take a break here. I've gone over the time limit. But let me tell you, my friends, this is horrible. This is a perfect example of bureaucratic thuggery. Foisted on you by the Democrats. Now, you can keep, oh, she always says it's Democrats. Sorry, Democrats control the state of California. What can I say? If it's not their fault, whose is it?
Tournaments are fun. Give it a try and play in our weekly slot tournaments here at Wind River Casino. The simple slot tournament strategy is to play fast, stay focused, and have fun. Tournaments are Wednesdays at noon and Fridays at 6 p.m. Every third Wednesday, $250 cash is added to the prize pool. Every third Friday, $500 cash is added to the prize pool. Plus, $500 free slot play for all and prize drawings. Walk away a winner. For details, call 1-800-280-UN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Wind River Casino is the place to be for your Cinco de Mayo celebration. Saturday, May 5th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy a delicious Mexican dinner buffet and elements for only $7.77. Buffet includes chicken and beef fajitas, cheese enchiladas, build your own nachos and tostadas, plus all the condiments. Receive $5 free slot play, drink specials and party favors too. Grab a bite and check out the kickin' DJ and overtime sports bar and lounge. DJ starts at 9 p.m. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
It's not how many hours we put in. It's how we put in the hours. It's not just how well we know our clients. It's how well we know their case. It's not just the years of experience or a reputation. It's about results. Results you can expect with knowledge of the law, community recognition, and assertive representation you can count on. The Law Office of Lucky Jesrani. Call today, 241-3350, 241-3350.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Ooh.
Promise? I made a promise.
Okay, you made a promise.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I've got to sell something first.
Okay, you're going to advertise for somebody who's been so generous to us.
That's right. You know what?
It's our advertiser.
Craftmaster Windshield Repair. You know, he's been with us a long time. He's given so much. Jeff Wurst has given so much to this community. I mean, he's supported community events. He's supported the veterans. And he does just great work, great, outstanding work. Jeff Wurst at Redding Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Whether it's a little ding in your windshield or cracks up to 24 inches, he can fix them. Guarantees his work. Jeff Wurst, he's at 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 241-8373. That's Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
All right. And, you know, it really does take, our advertisers to, and you, our listeners, and the chat pack. And, you know, we just, again, really put a shout out there to you. And always are looking to be open for things. So we want to
You know, one of the things is that we're not a corporation. We're not, you know, there's very few radio stations owned anymore by non-corporate entities. KLXR, Mike Quinn, we. The rest of them are owned by corporations, I would say, almost all of them. With that, it comes certain things. But we appreciate you all.
We appreciate the people who support us.
And there's a lot of you that support us, and we appreciate that. We really do. And it allows us to hire people and keep people working, and that we don't lay people off. We continue to move forward.
Well, sometimes we feel like we're the hand in the crowd, the big crowd, the mighty crowd of corporation, and we're going, hey, what about us? We can do that. We love you, too. We want to be here to help you. So we, again, it warms my heart, but I've got two tickets right now for the Rat Pack. I don't know if you thought that's it, I've got a surprise for you, but right in my hands right here is the Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack show for Saturday, April 28th. And I am going to give those to our listener who is on the phone. Anyway, so we've got those given away. We'll wait for the name in just a moment.
This is a regular call. Okay, no, just give us put this person on, and we'll go back with the tickets later. We have numerous calls coming in there. Okay, let's just go to the phones. Good morning.
Hey, I want to tell you, I don't have any money, but I support you guys 100%. I got your back, man.
Yeah, that's what we like. We're not asking for money. We're just saying is that we love you guys, and we feel like we're being supported by you.
Hey, we love you. You guys were the best thing that ever came to Reading, man. You guys have just changed the whole format, and you guys make everybody so aware of what's really going on. By the way, Carl, I just came on a few minutes ago. You were PO'd. What bill are they passing here in California?
Well, that's the problem is they're passing every bill, my friend, that they can push through legislation in the middle of the night because they're not allowing anybody to read it, including us, the public, the ones that it's affecting. And then they can hollow out other bills and stuff it in there, like they can take like a shell. Like a pie, and they've had something in it, they dump out the pie filling and put something else in and vote on that.
Well, I'm going to tell you again, I said that last time I was on. If people don't get off their fat little buns and start doing something, there's going to be nothing left. And you know what? If you've got kids out there, people, you better get up and do something because it isn't just about you. It's about your kids. And I'm fighting for my kids. I do it my way. I'm on the line. I talk to people. I do whatever I can to help my kids' future because I don't want them to be in a communist country.
Good for you. We're going to the hard break. What a great way to end it. Thanks for the phone call. We people like you.
From the Fox Network, it's a slow start to the trading day following some disappointing news on the U.S. economy. Just past 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 35 points. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are little changed. Main Street was less optimistic in March, adding to evidence that economic growth slowed in the first quarter. Small business confidence fell for the first time in 6 months. The National Federation of Independent Business said its optimism index dropped to 92.5 last month. Plans to hire more workers also declined. Best Buy's chief executive has resigned after 28 years with the company. Brian Dunn has also stepped down from the company's board. The electronics retailer has named Mike Mikan as interim CEO. Shares of Super Value are jumping on the company's better-than-expected outlook for the year. Fourth quarter earnings for the supermarket operator also beat forecasts. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Opportunity, Louisiana. More and more companies like CenturyLink, Nucor, and Gameloft are finding success with Louisiana's custom fit solutions. Here's Gameloft's David Haig.
Louisiana customized their approach in recruiting us to meet our very specific needs. Selecting Louisiana as our site for expansion allowed us to open 3 to 4 months sooner than we anticipated.
What can Louisiana do for your business? Find out at OpportunityLouisiana.com.
Oh, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Bojangles.
And Joey Bishop. The Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I grew up here in Shasta County. I've worked at Jones's Fort for over 30 years. I've been the lone conservative voice on Redding City Council, and I've served as Redding's mayor in 2010. One of the most important issues facing eastern Shasta County is the protection of our water rights. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Redding has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money? And were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the 7th car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 right here, 1326 Market Street, downtown, currently 48 degrees. Hey, we've got something coming up that's really exciting. Of course, it's going to be the 100th anniversary of the Titanic. And with us this morning is Chef Cal, who owns the school
old
house.
School restaurant.
Old school house.
Old school.
We
old
love
school
it. Restaurant. We love it. We love it. And there's going to be a menu. Well, just tell us about it, Chef Cal.
Well, it's going to be a great menu. What we're doing is we're going to be replicating the same menu we did at Di Mercurio's old French restaurant 10 years ago, which was the 90th anniversary. So now we have the centennial 100th anniversary coming up April 14th, 2012 or 1912, depending on what you're looking at. It'll be a three-hour meal. And it'll be the exact same 10 courses which were served that fateful evening prior to the sinking of the ship by the first class passengers. So a total of 10 courses. Now, this isn't why the ship sunk. It was a nice
time. Well, okay, for instance, how about, can you just off the top of your head give us three of the 10?
Oh, you bet, you bet. I can actually give all of them to you, but they can get them at oldschoolrestaurant.com. That's in the former Peel Local location, oldschoolrestaurant.com. The first course will be hors d'oeuvres, and then there's a cream of barley soup, a poached salmon with cucumbers and mousseline, a filet mignon with artichokes, béarnaise, and potatoes Anna. And you get all of these courses. So that's why it's a three-hour meal. It's all French. So it's very French in its applications. I was trained, through a French apprenticeship. Escoffier wrote a book which is might be considered the Bible of cooking, and all of these recipes are from him. He actually wrote the menus for the RMS Titanic.
10 courses.
So, and where did you find these, Chef Cal?
You know, they're available online. There's actually been several books written about the meals. They did retrieve the menus from the
wow.
They were served that night, whether it was steerage and first class or second class. And I was very intrigued when the exhibit came to Turtle Bay. A couple years ago.
Yeah,
yeah. Years
I remember
ago.
That. Yeah.
Yeah. And you get a boarding pass, and at the end of the event, after you go through, you find out whether you lived or died.
Oh, it was intense.
I didn't make it, Chef Cal. I was found someplace out there.
Yeah, good. You got a second chance then. There you go. But
well, you know,
it's a
what?
Real exciting event. We'll have a live quartet. I think everybody remembers the movie with the ensemble playing as the ship was sinking from the deck. So we've got
musicians
Janet,
to the end.
Dumont violinist, a flute, a bass, and piano with Lou White back parts.
Oh, so, wonderful!
So well, you know, era costume is very much. You know, appreciate it. I think it's definitely going to be an event of a lifetime. I don't mean that to be a poor choice of words, but it will be very exciting between the music and the dancing, the food, of course, and lots of entertainment and boarding passes. They'll be taking photographs as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and all the information, again, they can reach it at oldschoolrestaurant.com. An opportunity to pull out that long evening gown from Paris.
Oh, wow.
Right, Linda?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I have a girlfriend that's a costumer, Karen from Chameleon Costumes, and I know that the hats, you know, and I think I love watching the Titanic but when they're doing high tea and the women's with the details of the gloves and the hats and all that. So it's wonderful you're completely depicting the night, the menu, it's fabulous. So what are the times for this? And again, this is April 14th at the Old School Restaurant. Cal is our chef that's calling in, is the great chef from the creator of. So what times do we have here?
Okay, it's one seating. It goes from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until 8. It's 3 hours long. It's the only dinner we'll be serving that night. And it'll be, again, all the same French specialties which were served on that fateful evening almost exactly 100 years ago. So
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, and especially if you like French food. You know, you don't eat it so much, I guess, because it's rich and it's very authentic and traditional. That's how I was trained through it. again to that apprenticeship. But
so if we go to
some neat stuff.
If we go to your website, and then or we lead our listeners to your website, at that point, can we buy tickets or can they come into the restaurant? How do we do that?
Yeah, they can just call the restaurant. They can actually send information in on a reservation online. They can do that as well by clicking that button. We have a rotating home page, and when the Titanic spot comes up, it just says click here. And when you click on it, it brings right in the menu, and then all, of course, the particulars of the evening. So it's going to be very exciting, and we're really looking forward to being able to be a part of such a historical event.
You know, frankly, Chef Cal, this is a great idea. This is, I mean, this is really a good idea, I mean, to do that.
Thank you. Well, you know, we did it, like I mentioned before, 10 years ago at the 90th, uh-huh. Not knowing where we would be on the 100th. So uh-huh. Here we are. We have a restaurant. And I think, again, that people are intrigued by a number of things, one of them being, you know, human interest stories, of course, and then also the tragic side of this historic event. And I think when you pull all that together, there's a lot of interest, and I think it'd be exciting. And Reading's always looking for something fun to do, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I mean there's always something going on. This offers up something completely different. But there's no chance, is there, at all, of the restaurant sinking after dessert? Is there?
No, not at all. We could, but we're thinking about hosing people down, you know, on their way out, and you know, putting a life jacket on them. So
yeah, hit them with ice.
I thought maybe how about we put the tables on wheels, and then at one point we just push all the tables to one side of the room.
That
could work too. So there's a lot. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're just looking to get the word out, let people know to come on down and celebrate with us.
Absolutely. And you know what? It sounds great. You know what? We're going to try and be there because, you know, this sounds like something that, you know, doesn't happen all the time, and I think it could be a lot of fun. Yeah, you know, so Chef Cal, you know, kudos to you for this.
Well, thank you very much. Look forward to seeing you there as well. We appreciate you on air.
All right.
You bet. Okay, United, take care. Now, remember, that's Old School Restaurant. It's April the 14th. Go to Chef Cal's website, oldschoolrestaurant.com.
One seating, 5 o'clock, 3 hours long, 10.
5 to 8.
Yes, but it's
10 courses.
10 courses.
Music,
man,
by Lou White and his group.
Yeah, they're wonderful ensemble.
You know, every so often, can we do things like, can we throw like ice cubes at Lou White? Anyway.
Why not?
Hey, we got to take a break here.
Spray bottles. How about that?
No, spray bottles. There you go. Okay, wait a minute. Hey, before we leave, Chef Cal, what's your website again?
Oldschoolrestaurant.com.
Okay, that's what we said. All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
You bet. Look forward to it. Thanks
all
for
right.
the time.
All right. Take care.
Have a wonderful morning.
You too. Going
to take a break here. 7:42 in the morning. It is, oh my gosh, April 10th. Are you ready for a fabulous day? We are. KCNR 1460.
Like a king without a castle, like a queen without a throne. I'm a early morning lover, and I must be moving on. I believe in what you say.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Have you been waiting to sell your unwanted gold, silver, and platinum jewelry? Don't put it in the mail. Just go to the mall. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold, locally owned and operated in the Mount Shasta Mall. Broken or damaged jewelry just sitting in your jewelry box? Cost too high to fix or repair? Bring it to us today. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold will pay you top dollar. Cash is paid on the spot. Get an additional 10% cash bonus. Just say KCNR sent you. Everyone claims to pay top dollar. Tri-Valley Cash for Gold guarantees it. Come see us today in the Mount Shasta Mall next to Devon's. Ready.
In winter, we spend more time indoors, our windows are closed, and there is less fresh air to breathe. The air ducts keep circulating the same air around, the air containing a cough or sneeze or sore throat. dust and mites that have settled in, or pollutants from home chemicals. When was the last time your air ducts were professionally decontaminated? I mean really cleaned. Call for the flu season, relax, breathe easy, duct cleaning service. Flu season for professional air duct, dryer vent, and chimney service. 221-3331 or 527-3331.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 7:46 in the morning, April the 10th. Good morning.
No, we just love our rat,
our chat pack.
Chat we still have the rat pack tickets.
Yeah, okay.
And we want to give away.
We want to give away rat pack tickets.
So the first caller, I know we were jammed there for a minute. We still have these left, 605-4567. Two of you are going to get to go to the rat pack. Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack show. It's called Shadows in the Desert. There we go. The phones are ringing off the hook. That's going to be a great show, and they're going to be doing it cabaret style. Okay, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Nathan's
Tattoo
Anthem.
Guy.
Yeah, okay. You can go down there and sign up and get a $300 tattoo for free this month. Through the end of April, just go on down to 1358 Market Street to Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos. It's on the corner of Market and Tehama. You know, we've met these guys. In fact, Billy's going to be on the show later on this week, who owns the place. You know, it's an interesting occupation, people that put ink on skin. And the people we've met down there are all been articulate and love what they do. This, if you're looking to get a tattoo or a piercing, I would say that Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos is the place to go to.
That'd be
from
really
what we've seen, from whom we've talked
an
to.
An interesting show, again, to find out. You know, the last
some
time
more.
We walked down there, there were 15 people had been there in the
already.
Morning.
And that was in the morning.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning when we walked down there.
We saw it looked like two mothers bringing in their kids afterwards. And I didn't ask. Maybe I should have. Anyway, Nathan's Anthem's Tattoos. Corner of Market and Tehama.
Congratulations, Marty. You won the two tickets to the Rat Pack. I'll have those at the front under M for Marty.
Okay. You know, I can't make this up. I really can't. There happened to be some...
What?
There's some men, three or four men in women's clothing, getting into an altercation here in town. At 6:30 in the morning, the police had to go check it out.
Well, maybe it was Cross-Dressers Unite or something.
I don't know, but here they are. I mean, it's, you know, they're all dressed up like women, and I don't know where they're coming from or where they were going to. But they get into a fist fight. Here they are. I mean, it's like, come on, guys. If you're going to, you know, let's have a little ladylike decorum here. What do you think? A little ladylike decorum. You know, so that if you get into this fight, I mean, do you pull each other's hair or do you fight like guys? I mean, is it harder to fight in a dress? I mean, do you pull the dress up so you can, like, you know, move faster and punch? Or what's going on here?
Gene Hackman.
Only.
Do you remember in Birdcage?
Around here.
Remember Birdcage when Gene Hackman, who was a total homophobe.
At the end of
Birdcage, he had a dress and drag and walk. I mean, he was just, it was fabulous. Because there was a guy who just wasn't comfortable. And I think every man, I know you're going to think I'm really weird by saying this, and I don't care. Every man once in his life should dress and drag. I'm telling you, I've just put on the heels, the nylon,
the kilt?
Wig.
How about a kilt? How about a combat kilt?
That's fine, but that's not...
Hookman.
That's cool, but I think every man should wear... Put just for fun, just for Halloween or something, one time just put on women's attire.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
And walk around in it a little
Bad
bit.
Bad Bob's getting ready to talk. How did it look like when you had it on, Bad Bob?
Baskin-Robbins will open a branch in hell first.
Well, you know, Eric Lancaster used to be one of our producers here, and Eric is now flying for one of the airlines.
He was cute in a kilt.
Yeah, he would wear a kilt in here all the time. Yeah, and so
Army green.
Yeah, I'm not sure about. But see, you know.
No, that's very cool.
Okay, the 551
is different.
551, which is a military clothing and contractor clothing that they used to our companies used to buy for us when we were out doing things. That they came out. They've come out with a kilt. If you can believe that, a kilt that's got pockets in there for your magazines, and pockets for telephones, what else? It was handcuffs, all types, you know. And it's made, but it's a combat type kilt, a combat kilt. So when Chief Paletti comes in here this week, Thursday, I'm going to ask him about that. I kind of questioned him a little bit about issuing the police of Reading combat kilts during the summer because it gets so hot.
Why not?
And it's easier to run in them, perhaps.
I bet you it is.
I don't know, but he didn't act like he was really interested in it, though. I have to admit.
I'm sure
he just looked at. In fact, the chief just kind of looked at me when I said that.
I bet you would get somebody to donate all of the quilts. They would, you know,
they
get their
not quilts. They're kilts.
Yeah, kilts. Anyway, you get people to donate. I bet you would have a generous donation for
I think probably the men and women of Reading would much rather have, you know, extra weapons than a couple extra men on the street than a couple of kilts to be wearing, lass. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda McBott.
John Wayne.
751.
Is your kilt loaded?
Company Northern Lights Energy. We deliver fuel to your home for all your heating needs.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Spring is back, so to get you motivated, we got the ethanol-free 93 for all the weed eaters and lawnmowers. For all the folks with hot rods getting ready for cool April nights, stop by and pick up some high-octane race fuel. If you're wanting to burn brush or just clean up around the house, we sell red diesel in 5-gallon pails. Barbecue season's just starting, so fill up your 5-gallon bottles and keep an extra one at the house so you don't run out on Sunday. Northern Lights Energy, for home, ranch, farm, and construction, a little bit of logging. If you need it, we bring it. Corning, Weaverville, and Reading, 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Not your average petroleum company, Northern Lights Energy.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsready.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hear us streaming 24-7 on KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this rainy Tuesday. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 48 right now. We're going to get up to about 58 today. Of course, new rainfall amounts are going to be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And rain tonight with 45 degrees. Looks like we've got showers throughout the week, but that's okay. We'll take it because we're almost full. And we love dipping out. And it's springtime, so that's great. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget, go to AnselmoVineyards.com. Find out what's happening in April. They've got phenomenal music going on all of the weekends out at the ranch, as well as a wine tasting dinner that's going to be happening, or winemaker's dinner happening April 25th. And we're going to be having the winemaker from Anselmo's on soon to talk about their chocolate and dessert and their wine night. That's going to be spectacular. But anything, a lot of stuff going on up in Anselmo's. And they always support KCNR, and the weather's brought to you by 7:55 in the morning here on the 10th of April.
All right. You know, people have talked about Sergeant Aaron Stein, who is the Marine that wrote a blog about how he was not going to obey the unlawful orders of President Obama. And this has caused, it's a cause celebrity about this, because Stein is now gone to an administrative separation board, admin SEP, as we call it, under Article 134. Article 134 is kind of the UCMJ. It's kind of difficult to describe. It's kind of a catch-all of things. 134. If you're going after somebody, oh, yeah, we got him on 134. Well, that's kind of like anything we want it to be. You know, doing things that aren't in the good parts of the service. It could be, behavior things, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, the board who has met has recommended that Sergeant Stein be discharged from the Marine Corps with a less than honorable discharge. So you've got a honorable, you have a general, and then you have a less than honorable. And then after that, you can get into, like, bad conduct discharges and those undesirables. But less than, but a less than desirable. I called down to the PAO down in San Diego yesterday to talk to him about it. I said, well, what exactly is this? I mean, and he said, well, it concerned what he wrote, but there were other things that he wrote inside the blog that was the real problem. That was kind of the impression I got. There were things that came out. The bottom line is this, for somebody to say, I will not obey the unlawful orders of the President of the United States. Well, guess what, guys? That's what it says in your oath when you take an oath to the military, is that you will obey the lawful orders. And I make a pertinent point of saying that. I will obey the lawful orders of those pointed above me. And that's exactly what it means. If I tell Bad Bob, go out there and kill these civilians, Bad Bob does not have to do that and has the requirement then to turn me in for doing something like that. That is unlawful orders. You don't do that. You pledge on your honor to do the right thing. This is what you're taking that oath for. This is what you're training for. So for you to say, I'm not going to obey the unlawful orders, okay, you can say that, but it doesn't mean anything. The other part is that, unfortunately, when you join the military, I guess I should say fortunately in some cases, you give up a lot of rights. You give up a lot of rights under the Constitution so you can protect the Constitution. You give up the right of freedom of speech, freedom to wear your hair the way you want, freedom of assembly, a freedom of wearing the clothes you want during duty time. I mean, the whole thing, you give up a lot of freedoms. You're told to go in terrible places. We're giving you weapons. We're training you how to cause the maximum amount of destruction in the shortest period of time and to come back alive and bring your mates with you. that's what it's about. And when you do that, you give up those rights. I can't sit there and argue with you about why we should be doing this. You try to explain. You try to have everybody that it's in your unit, in your command, understand exactly what you're doing, because everybody operates better that way. Sometimes you can't. Sometimes it's just, let's go. So there is a lot of reasons that the military does what they do. Anyway, one thing they always tell you is, if the Marine Corps says to you, I think you should cease and desist this, this is going against our policy, then you should probably do that if you're a Marine. Got to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to be talking to the Northern California State Militia.
What exactly is that? We're going to find out more about what the word militia, does that scare you, or do you think it's something important? More and more we're hearing about preppers. Let's talk about that when we get back. KCNR 1460, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Ozzie Guillen gets benched by the Miami Marlins.
Very embarrassed. Very sad.
Over comments the baseball team's manager made that angered Miami's Cuban community. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has more live.
Dave, Ozzie Guillen suspended for 5 games for his recent comments about Fidel Castro. Time magazine reporting that Guillen, during an interview, said that he loves and respects the retired Cuban leader. Those words leading to backlash among Miami's Latin community. But Guillen says what he really told Time magazine about Castro while speaking in Spanish was,
I cannot believe somebody hurt so many people over the years is still alive.
Guillen apologizing for the error, Dave.
And Jeff, in Syria, more fighting. But the U.N. envoy Kofi Annan, who brokered a ceasefire supposed to start today, says it's too early to give up. Some regime forces, though, have withdrawn from cities as they moved into other areas. Two teachers and a public school administrative assistant are all rich in Maryland.
These are precisely the people that you would want to see win the lottery.
Lottery director Stephen Martino says they're sharing a third of the mega $656 million jackpot. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live at the 7-Eleven where the ticket was bought.
Educators, as those three educators try to remain anonymous, people stream into that 7-Eleven where the winning Maryland ticket was sold. And choosing numbers remains an individual art form, as these two women demonstrate.
Well, they are all connected with my staying here, so I have good memories with those numbers here.
I'm just picking. Yeah, don't bother.
Is that Polish for quick pick?
Yeah, for lazy.
And while the winners, who get $35 million each, have arranged their affairs and accounts, the store owners are still waiting for their $100,000 check, Dave.
Rich, on Wall Street, the day after a big sell-off, we're seeing more red. The Dow is down another 70 points this morning. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
To have the perfect relationship that works into my life, there has to be somebody special.
At Match.com, we want to help make it easier for you to get started in finding someone great. That's why you can now try Match.com free. You can read profiles, view photos, and connect with people all free. Visit our exclusive website for this limited time offer. Go to TryMatch.com. That's T-R-Y Match.com.
First dates are more exciting than anything.
Visit TryMatch.com for details. That's T-R-Y Match.com. Join today.
At the Fram Proving Grounds, we impose harsh punishment on Fram filters. We explode them, we pound them, we crush them. But we don't do it because we've got a mean streak. We do it to make sure they can take the road's punishment and still help protect your engine. Like Fram Extra Guard, built to protect 3 times better than average economy filters. So don't unfairly punish your car with a cheaper filter. Give it tested, proven Fram Extra Guard. Fram, don't fail your engine. See serious punishment at Fram.com.
Rival cell phone companies are answering the call in Washington, joining together to help fight phone theft. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in D.C.
Cell phone thefts are surging across the country. In New York City, for example, police say more than 40% of robberies involve stolen mobile devices. But Police Commissioner Ray Kelly says there's a new way to fight that crime.
It's like draining the swamp to fight malaria. What we're doing is drying up the market for stolen cell phone.
And the Federal Communications Commission, along with those carriers, are setting up a national database of cell phone ID numbers. With that number, a cell phone provider can permanently disable a phone once it's reported stolen, Dave.
Jared, amid the loud outcry for George Zimmerman to be arrested in Florida, he's still in hiding and asking for help online.
The realgeorgezimmerman.com, in which he tells people the night he shot and killed Trayvon Martin in self-defense was a life-altering event, and that he's lost lost his family, his home, and his job because of it. He doesn't offer any more details about what happened the night he says the unarmed teen attacked him, but that other websites claiming to raise money for him are phony and that he could use the help and now has a PayPal account for those wishing to assist. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News Radio.
A civil rights group says a Michigan teacher has been fired for encouraging her students to organize a fundraiser for the family of Trayvon Martin, the teenager that was shot by Zimmerman. Ford's recalling 140,000 Focus sedans with a windshield wiper problem that could affect the engine.
No accidents have been reported with the glitch that could affect the passenger side wiper. Ford says repairs will begin in late May. Chrysler is also recalling almost 1,700 2012 model year Jeep Patriot and Compass SUVs.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kyburn. Employers posted slightly more job openings and stepped up overall hiring in February than in a new government report. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 8:05 in the morning. Good morning, April the 10th, 2012. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. If you have questions or just want to chime in on things. KCNR1460.com is where we stream. You can hear us all over the world, as several people have, and write to us from places like Thailand and France and other places in Canada and Mexico, and, of course, other states. You can jump into our chat room by just going to our website and listen, and then it says chat room, just join. Give a fake name or give your real name, as John Dixon does. And it makes no difference for the rest of you. We already know who the rest of you are already. You've been here for so long. And join our chat room. We always enjoy that, too.
We have a big hour ahead of us. Don't go anywhere. I am sure we're going to keep the phone lines free. And, of course, the chat pack, go to KCNR1460.com. Get on the chat room. Let's go to Dick Fighton with Ducks Unlimited and find out. Gosh, we're getting up to the date here for the Ducks Unlimited dinner. What's going on, Dick?
Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Carl and Bob. What's going on is it's the 75th anniversary of Ducks Unlimited. They've been in business for 75 years and have rehabbed about 12 million acres of wildlife wetlands. And April 13th, this coming Friday, we're going to have our 75th anniversary dinner at Wind River Casino. And we've scheduled for about 300 people, and we're getting close. We're a little over 280. And if you're interested in coming to an absolutely fabulous dinner, we got guns, we got decoys, we got camel clothing, and then all kinds of neat stuff that people have donated to us. We want to thank all of our people that have underwritten our products and have made donations to our dinner.
Well,
and that's going to be at Wind River. 5 o'clock is the social hour starts, and games and checking out all of our good stock bid on, and a raffle should be awesome. We got well over 100 items to raffle off. And then dinner's at 7, the auction starts at 8, and we hope to wrap everything up around 10:30, no later than a quarter to 11. So it's a great night out. What's really interesting is we have 17 single guys that have signed up for this, but we have 37 couples. So we've got women coming. Many, many women come to this event. We'll probably have 40, 50 women by the time we get done at this event.
So, does that have something to do with the raffle?
Could be. We got an awesome women's table. We got some shotguns on that table for the ladies. We got a green wing table with 3 guns on the green wing table. So kids 17 and under, they can come in for $45. Tickets are $65 for a single, and a couple is $95.
And how do they get, who do they call to get tickets?
They can call Ron White at 241-7325 or myself, Dick Fighton, at 845-7975.
Okay, Dick.
All right, well, thanks very much, folks, and have a great day, and stay dry.
Okay. Thank you.
It's a good day for duck hunting. Ducks Unlimited this Friday.
We've been every year, and it's really a great event, and it's educational as
They have a lot of great gifts,
too. A lot of good stuff. Kids come. Yeah. It's a great family event if you guys are into all that good stuff. So, yeah.
Well, of course, if you're into the hunting and the
preservation
of the water lands and you need to bring the kids there.
That's great.
It's a good thing for them, too.
Thank you, Dick. All right, let's go to the phones and find out. We always have our Market Minute, our Wells Fargo advisor. This hour is Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 69 points at 12,859. The Standard & Poor's 500 is negative 6 at 1375. And the NASDAQ is negative 10 at 3,036. Active stocks today include Pfizer up 31 cents at 22.36 and Best Buy Corporation down 58 cents at $22.07. Stocks of local interest, Pacific Gas and Electric is down 36 cents at $42.19, and Exo Group is down 9 cents at $9.21. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which brought the 10-year Treasury yield down to 2.0%. Over in the commodity markets, crude oil is down 72 cents at $101.74. Gold is down $5.30 at $16.38.60, and silver is down 17 cents at $31.34. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thank you so much. Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. Our Wells Fargo advisors, great people. Go on down and see them and find out what's going on in the market and what they can do to help you. They're located at Park Marina Drive. And we're going to take a quick break.
We go there, you need to paint your face with a little camo and crawl on your belly for a minute for this next segment. We'll be right back, Casey, in our 1460.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone. At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there. So now, I'm never alone. I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org. Even if it's just everyday stuff, like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say that?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I'm not even sure where you found that one, Bad Bob, but it's 8:13 in the morning, Carl Linda Bott, April the 10th.
Genesis, love it.
North Valley Bank. is sponsoring this segment. Honored with as the Reading Chamber of Commerce Business of the Year for 2011. It's not just because it's a local bank that does takes care of their customers so well, as local banks do around here. It's the fact that their people go out and they interject themselves into the community and to good events to help the people in our community. There's so much more to being a business of the year than just doing simple business. It's also doing things for our community. That's North Valley Bank Business of the Year for 2011. Okay, you know, somebody came into the office a week or so ago, or 2 weeks ago, and said, you know, I think that we'd really like you to know, I think that this would be a great subject to talk about, because there's a lot of misnomers and such. And he handed me a card that with our guest name on it, and it was for the Northern California State Militia. So I gave our guest, Jim Hagenson, a phone call and said, would you like to come on and talk about just what a militia is and what it does in today's society? So good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Usually when you use the term militia, it, you know, people picture things that are not always positive.
That's for sure. I think the media in general, the mainstream media, can't say the word militia without adding the words Timothy McVeigh, who I don't think was ever actually a member of any militia, but it always goes together, so people tend to associate bad things with militia, unless they're deeply into history.
The term militia, I mean, the militia fought at Concord. The militia is what helped win our freedom.
The Alamo.
Under the Revolutionary War.
Right, right. In the beginning, I mean, before there was a country, there was a militia. Before there was a country, there were churches and free speech and liberty. When the country came along, all those things came with it. And when asked to define the militia, the original founding fathers simply said, well, it's the people. The people with guns are the militia. The people without the guns are the people. It's that simple.
A well-regulated militia, I believe, is the term that's someplace there in the in the Constitution.
Yeah, I think it's the Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment. I think it's in there someplace. A well-regulated militia. Tell us a little bit about yourself. When I've been talking to you on the phone, there was no problem about coming here, no qualms. Some people that right there gives serious thoughts to people that think that militias are in secret and they're in hiding someplace.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people have that perception, but it's silly. There are lots of us, and I think the reason I'm here is that last couple of weeks you had the new chief of police on, and somebody asked him, are there any militias? And he went, oh, not that I know of. And several of my guys called me, and they were laughing. They said, hey, the new chief hasn't got a clue. Anyway, I think that's how I ended up here. But I'm a 1973 graduate of Anderson Union High School. After I graduated, I pretty much left the area, went off to school in the military, was in the Army for a few years. Then I went into law enforcement, mostly in the Bay Area. Ended up as a parole agent working in Oakland and Vallejo.
Oh, whoa. Well,
that's thrilling, yeah.
That's a book.
Yeah, then when I finished that, I went sailing around the world and decided I'd like to come back to Shasta County, so I'm back.
When you say sailing around the world, do you mean literally just cruised?
Literally, in a sailboat all the way around.
Wow. That's amazing. And so what was the moment that, was there a defining moment? I always like to ask people this, but a defining moment for you while you were sailing and here you were and all of the elements and went, I need to get back to Anderson.
Not really. The goal was to get all the way around without getting myself killed. And then when I decided where was I going to go, I kind of thought, spend most of my time in the old home territories and part of my time in England. While I was sailing around, I met a nice English lady who I married. So we spend some time in England. But otherwise, it was just sort of home. I kind of prefer the Reading area to most places I've been. The only place that came close, perhaps, was New Zealand, but they talk funny there.
That's interesting because we feel very much the same. So, you know, we're of course taking your calls and your questions on the internet. It's fascinating because, you know, when we think of the word militia, or when many people will think of that as that little secret of the people who hide in the hills. And here you are, full blown out, just ready for questions, and you have cards, and you guys are an organized group.
Got our own website.
Got your own website. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we're going to talk about why form a militia, what your militia does, what you all stand for, and maybe put a little sunshine on this term militia here. The latest in the militias was the one or something like that. They were arrested, and yet all the charges, I think, were just dropped against almost all of them that were involved in that one. But it's a completely different organization than what you all have here.
Correct.
Okay. We'll be back with Jim Haginson, Northern California State Militia. We'll be right back.
A nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
He's from a small town, but he's got a big-time voice.
That's how I got to be this way.
Justin Moore, April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. Bringing the party from the backwoods to the concert stage.
Lord have mercy, it's a real good life in the backwoods.
Justin Moore.
I'm proud to say I love this place. Good old small town USA.
April 25th, 7:30 at Wind River Casino Event Center. With special guest, Whiskey Dog. Justin Moore. Get tickets now by stopping by the River Club. Call 1-800-280-UWIN or online at winriver.com. April 25th, Wind River Casino Event Center. The new album, Outlaws Like Me, available now.
He can't even beat her.
Don't miss Justin Moore live. It's better on the river.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Nabat, 8:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Head on down there and go into the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will match or beat any tobacco prices in town. Okay, let me say it again. They will match or beat any tobacco prices in town. They are a local business. They do a lot. They have discounts for veterans. And then you have Espresso Joe's, which has great coffee, deluxe coffee beans. You can buy coffee there. You can buy the beans. You can buy the equipment to make coffee. What can I say? Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelley, 35 years here supporting this community.
All right. We're so excited about our guest, Jim Hagenson, who is with North State Militia. Could you please share with our listeners here in KCNR the term militia? Again, we're going back to the term militia. Is it, you know, what do you, when you say you, why form a group? Why form a militia group? What does that mean?
Well, it has always existed. Under California state law, this is, most people don't know this, but there is a military and veterans code, similar to the penal code or the vehicle code. And section 120 of the military veterans code mandates that all able-bodied men 18 to 45 are in the militia in the state of California. If the governor calls you out and you do not come, you will automatically be declared a deserter and imprisoned. The details on any trials or bail are pretty limited. These are old codes, but they're still there. So the fact that people don't know they're in the militia is on them. We simply decided to be a little more active.
So the governor can call up all the people between. Well, he and the sheriff can call up groups of people too, can he?
Well, he can, but they wouldn't declare you a deserter for not showing up.
Okay.
Under the Posse Comitatus Acts, the sheriff or any peace officer can deputize you if they need you.
Uh-huh.
They don't do it because all of the modern liabilities that are involved, but the laws are there.
Wow.
So how did you come to, you personally, how did you come as you came back to Anderson and you started your life again here, come to meetings or forming a group, actually an organized group? How did that start?
Well, a group of regular citizens, regular guys, some of them veterans, Marines, which are always more troublesome. yeah. Had formed it before I ever thought of it. I was in the Tea Party. And like a lot of Tea Partiers, I got tired. It was mostly just talk. I mean, Tea Party is great for passing out information and educating the masses, but they're mostly talk. And I thought it was time we should be doing some walking instead of just talking. So I Googled militia, and I asked around and found out they had a website, cal-militia.com. It's still there. It's a simple little website. Talks about the goals and mission of the militia. And I emailed in. They emailed back saying this is where we meet. We have field training exercises every month. This month it happens to be down near Williams in Lake County on BLM land where you can go out and run around. And so I went down there. And it was the funniest thing because I'd been thinking of the militia in terms of the media image again. I'm thinking, well, I hope these are normal people, not a bunch of crazed skinheads. And I have to admit, when I got down there and saw, my God, they are all normal people. And they were. They were just regular guys like you'd see at the Elks Club, only maybe not so old. But they were normal guys. And so it's like, darn it, I did fall for it. The media had me convinced the militia was a bunch of goofballs. And so I was relieved that they were really nice guys and just plain everyday guys. I mean, there's nothing particularly distinctive about them. Maybe a little more patriotic than some, and you know, they cry at the Stars and Stripes go by and the Star-Spangled Banner and that sort of thing. But pretty much normal.
Damn
guys.
Them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Families, women.
Yeah, we have a few wives and women who come out, and we let kids come, too. We don't do anything truly bizarre. It's not like we're out there skinning wild animals or something that would be distasteful.
What's the typical weekend like then? We've got a couple minutes here.
About halftime, we just have a one-day exercise each month on a Sunday, usually the third Sunday of the month. And sometimes we do an overnighter, and we camp out. In the beginning, because I was an infantry guy in the Army, I insisted on tactical camping, which wasn't camping at all. You know, there were no fires, and you had to have a perimeter and a circle, and it was somewhat unpleasant. And
you were voted down after that.
Well,
huh?
I think it was a cold, wet night, and someone said, let's have a campfire, Captain. I says, campfire? And I was freezing, too. I says, yeah, good idea. Gather firewood.
Take care of my troops here.
It was a great experience. I mean, we had such a great social time getting to know each other. And yeah, so now we have campfires whenever we have overnighters. And I simply have a disclaimer. Now, gentlemen, this would not be how we would do it if we were in an actual situation.
So give us like an ish, if you can, give us an ish about the number of people who are in your organization.
In Northern California, we have approximately 200 people who participate on a regular basis. It's been growing a lot lately. Oddly enough, the more we see Mr. Obama on the news, the more we get emails and people start showing up. I'm not sure what the link is there, but there is one.
Do you think all of a sudden there's these shows on TV that just started this, you know, just a few weeks ago.
With the preppers.
Doomsday preppers, you know, preppers underground and things like that, that they've never done before. There is enough of that going on that they can, I mean, they find people all over the United States that are doing this. And I'm wondering if it's just a general tenor of what's going on in the country is that people are just...
They're starting to have
a feeling that maybe things aren't under control, that they want to be able to protect themselves and take control of their lives.
I think that's true. And certainly a lot of us are along those thoughts, that something isn't going to last very long, that a collapse is possible. You can't go on printing literally trillions and trillions of dollars, and everything will just go along honky-dory. And if there is an economic collapse, because no government has ever succeeded in doing what we're trying to do now, which is just print money and live happily and pay everybody off. And it's never worked before.
And again, I was talking about realignment. There will be an implosion if we don't stop and start to try to correct some things. So I'm sure when times get crazy, we're going to need help. But on that note, we do need to take a break.
Yeah, and we can listen to the news. Tell us how good everything is. Okay, hey, our guest is the captain in charge of the Northern California State Militia, Jim Hogginson. And we'll be back, man. Talk to him after we get back.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Baseball manager Ozzie Guillen says he's sorry and embarrassed that he betrayed the Latin community with his praise of Fidel Castro. The Miami Marlins suspended him for 5 games before he held a bilingual news conference to offer his apologies.
Very sad. I let those guys down. I let the ball club down. I let the team. This one thing is very important because that's the reason they hired me. To manage a ball club, not to talk about politics.
Guillen also said Time magazine misinterpreted his remarks about Castro. Two big winners in the Mega Millions lottery say they won't quit their jobs.
When we asked them, are you going to continue to teach? They both said, yes, you know, I can't give up my kids.
Stephen Martino directs the lottery in Maryland, where 3 anonymous co-workers came forward with a winning ticket. They'll get about $35 million apiece after taxes. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Is your website at the top of the search engines? Are you losing business because people can't find you online? Are you advertising your website in the right places? Hi, this is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and for over 10 years we've been helping local businesses with the search engines. In today's competitive market, it's never been more important to be found online. Newspapers, TV, and direct mail just can't compete with a well-designed website that keeps you in direct contact with your customers 24/7. And with the new smartphones, people are now searching for you on their mobile phones. Are you there? If not, Shasta.com can help. We do search engine optimization. It's called SEO, and we've been doing it for over 10 years. Our SEO services get you to the top of the search engines and keep you there. Call me today at 224-6866 or visit us online at Shasta.com to find out about SEO for your website. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and yes, we do SEO. We host your website, we do email, we connect you to high-speed internet, and yes, don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email Dennis at westcoastsustainables.com.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl in the Body, 35 in the morning, and April the 10th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop off...
Okay.
Athens Avenue. Thank you. Off of Athens Avenue. You know, every so often, I've only said it 846 times. off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and Marine... and military, I should say. Seniors and military. Man's Last Stronghold. Go in there, have a good time, get your hair cut, catch up on your reading, and I promise you, a great haircut. All right, our guest today is Jim Hagerson. Hagenson, of the, are you in charge of the Northern California State Militia here?
Pretty much.
Okay. And why... What are the goals of the militia?
I think it's hard to explain in a short sentence or two, but if you think back to Katrina, the hurricane and the floods that came afterwards, and the efficient, competent, precision assistance provided by the government terrified a lot of people, including some of us, that if something bad happens, and here in California there's a potential of a large earthquake, and we're always reminded of that, that if something happens here in a serious way, that the government is incompetent, screwed up, and incapable of providing help in a meaningful way. And that it could be days or weeks before effective help comes. And we thought, we're not going to be those people who hold up signs saying, help me on the roof, and hope, and have nothing but hope that someone else comes and takes care of us. So a bit like the preppers you talked about that are on those TV shows, we thought we needed to be a little more self-reliant and be able to take care of each other in an organized way, and then our families and our friends, neighbors, and communities. And as we get bigger, and we are growing a lot fast, the ability to help other people will increase. So we try to be reliant on ourselves and then not as reliant on the government and having some hope that they will take care of us.
Well, I think it's really smart, actually, because when you think of, you know, first it starts with you, then it starts with your neighborhood, it starts with your next-door neighbors, you know, being able to help each other out, because truly you can become an island, and if everything's cut off, how are you, when we say you, meaning not just you, I'm talking about how can one, ourselves, be able to, or how are we going to survive? And when we watch preppers, because it's fascinating to us as well, is that a lot of the people that are doing their preparation work for survival believe that when the trucking and foods are cut off, and you've got the foods, then you're going to have predators that are going to, meaning people, that are going to come as soon as they find out you've got the goods, then you're going to have to protect yourself. And it sounds like it's really crazy, but it's really not. Just think about three or four days and you don't have fresh water, you don't have the food supply, you have realignment, you've got people who think nothing of breaking in and entering, and then they're back out on the streets. Say everything closes down, what are you going to do? There's some kind of peace of mind to know that you've got an organized group that is prepared with all of the scenarios.
Right, and one of the things we do is we have set that standard, a total collapse, as our goal, to be able to function and survive in a total collapse scenario.
The problem is our ability to reach out and provide that kind of support does not extend very far. Unlike the government, which can come in from the entire country like they did to New Orleans, and in a matter of a few days and weeks cluster together their resources in sort of in a hodgepodge fashion while people are starving around them and being murdered and raped with no repercussions, just chaos breaking out. It was almost a week or two before order was reestablished. That's a whole government helping one city, and it wasn't even a huge city. It was a medium-sized
city. People are
city.
Still living in FEMA houses down there.
You could spend hours discussing the incompetence of that operation. But we've decided that at least we can take care of ourselves, and we have plans, and we've trained accordingly. The more people who help us out and join up, the more effective we can become. We can at least take care of ourselves.
One of the questions that came in here is, do you have first, last, and middle names of everybody that is in the organization, and is there a way that the government can keep track of that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The government knows more about our membership than we know about the membership. I don't write everybody's names all the way down. I don't take Social Security numbers or anything. If we've got somebody we think is questionable, and we did, we had a guy who was a bit off the wall, and as a parole agent, he was all too familiar to me, his character traits. So he was invited to leave. But most people are quite normal. I mean, you can say, well, I'll come by this weekend. You go by their house, and they live where they say they live, and they work where they say they work.
So you do a cursory background check, I mean, in the sense that you don't want people in there that's going to embarrass you. Yeah, you don't want to do right. something that's going to have embarrass you and just and cause the whole militia concept to be, you know, come under attack then.
Right, right. We don't. And it really hasn't been that big an issue. In Los Angeles, where we've got a platoon forming up this weekend, L.A.'s had a real issue with militias because they've always been disorganized and end up in the little groups of, I want to be the general. No, I'm going to be the general. And if I can't be the general, we're not going to play. And it's silly stuff like that. But, I mean, almost literally that silly.
Yeah, you can do it in the costume. I'll be the general.
I'm laughing on this because you just see it all the time. Anyway, we've got to take a break here. We're with the Northern California State Militia, and Jim Hagenson is the captain in the militia, and we're talking about what the militia formed to do, what they do, the background checks they have.
They do have a website too.
Yeah, I saw on your website, people have to take a look at this. This is, non-discrimination. You don't allow that. You don't allow people to, with the hate, or make this into some kind of racial group that takes sides or anything like this. It has nothing to do with that.
Correct. We aren't all just white guys.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, we're going to take a break. Carl and DeBott, 8:41 in the morning, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. Every motorcycle is a story of the person who rides it. Why not let that be you? Redding Harley-Davidson is excited to announce that they are the first dealership in the North State to have the two newest 2012 motorcycles in the timeless Harley-Davidson lineup. Come in and see that all-new Softail Slim and the 72 XL 1200V model. And while you're there, meet the friendly, honest, and knowledgeable staff. Come in and see their 18,000 square foot facility located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard at the north end of Redding, just off of I-5. And Redding Harley-Davidson is offering financing as low as 3.99% OAC. Get on your bike. Ride. Ride without a destination. As long as you have gas, you're never lost. Redding Harley-Davidson, located at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Give them a call at 241-7117. That's 241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream.
Revisit the days of highballs, hijinks, and happy hours when the coolest cats in town roamed the Vegas Strip.
And now,
Frank Sinatra.
The end is near, and so I face the final curtain.
Dean Martin.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Sammy Davis Jr.
That's Mr. Boy. jangles.
And Joey Bishop, the Rat Pack Show, Saturday, April 28th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. It was a special time, once in a lifetime. But now you can take a trip back in time and share a little slice of that so-famous past with Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. Reserve your tickets for this cabaret-style show now, online at readingcivic.com or call 229-0022. That's 229-0022.
Can you fix a water leak for me? Dawn Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. She explained. She lived in a small town in another county, and no one there could find the water leak in her car. She said, "It's so bad that the car fills with water, and I have ruined two pairs of shoes." As we walked out to the car, I couldn't help but notice she was very nicely dressed, but she wore black rubber farm boots that went to her knees. I learned that the car had been repaired the previous summer after a major collision. The floorboards in the front and back seat area were full of water, about 3 inches deep. My inspection revealed the unibody was still bent, and the repairmen had simply drilled new holes to mount the hood and fenders to the body. The original mounting holes were left open, allowing water to enter the passenger compartment. Fortunately, she had a good insurance company, and they authorized us to do a proper repair. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back. Free Fire Media. Carl in about 8:45 in the morning, April the 10th, 48 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Hilltop Medical Clinic. They have started taking TRICARE, which means all the veterans and people that have been discharged with medical problems, they're taken care of by TRICARE. And they're going to, at Hilltop Medical Clinic, located at 1093 Hilltop Drive across from Country Kitchen and 2123 Eureka Way, are going to take care of that. They will collect the beneficiary copay, the cost share or deductible, and they will bill TRICARE for you. It's not easy finding a clinic that will take TRICARE. Go to Hilltop Medical Clinic. Dr. Mark Pearson, his very able staff, welcome veterans. They welcome veterans into their clinic. Give them a call at 246-4629. Linda goes there. I've been treated there before, even though I've got VA benefits. When things happen, I just kind of walk in there. They take good care of you.
Currently 49 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR 1460 here on Market Street. We're going to have a 70% chance of rain today. Temperatures reaching around 58. Lows tonight at 45. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Our guest this morning is very, very interesting. We're taking, on the next 10 minutes of the segment, we're taking your calls here, 605-4567, or your emails at kcnr1460.com.
Northern California State Militia, Captain Jim Hagenson.
Now, the militia weather report today has a 100% chance of rain. Because we're based in reality, and anybody who looks outside will see it's raining.
One of the things I ask you at the break, and, you know, a lot of times we'll take a break and we'll cover stuff that's really great. And I want to put this on the air and ask you this on the air so our listeners can hear. Many people will think militia, anti-government. You've said government twice. Is the militia in general anti-government?
Not necessarily. I say this, and I say it all the time, and the website says it quite clearly. We're very pro-Constitution. We pledge to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and as long as the government does that, which they've all taken an oath to do, then we're all fine. That's our position.
Okay, here's the question. Is there a recorded membership list of the North State Militia, and is there a mission statement?
There is a mission statement on the website at cal-militia.com, and it's pretty straightforward. It's what you'd hope your police department or the National Guard would have the same kind of mission statement. I think ours is a little more Christian than theirs, because we don't have to separate church and militia or God and the militia. We can openly admit that we kind of like God. They can't. That's against the rules. So that's on there.
It's www.cal-militia.com.
That's
all that information is there if you want to take a look at it, you know, including what they stand for and those things. Are you, another question came in, are you all associated with the, are you kind of linked up with the sheriff and or the county in case of emergencies that you know, you're available to help or any of those?
Well, we are available to help. California, the government, They've got their own way of thinking. They have created such a hodgepodge of laws and liability issues, and I've talked to the sheriff personally about this, that he can't deputize people anymore like they used to, or they do in the movies, or in most other states, without first. I mean, he's still allowed to deputize, and they openly encourage him to, once he's provided them 40 hours of safety training, issued them a full set of safety gear, including, you know, handcuffs, web gear, the belt, the bulletproof vests, all the other equipment. He can deputize anybody and issue them all that, give them their 40 hours of training, then they're fully qualified to go out and assist. So the government in California has made it basically impractical. So if there is a disaster or an emergency, he's out of luck. He has to depend on other law enforcement agencies. And if you see the news sometimes, especially Channel 7, and if you watch who comes to a response where an officer is calling for help, like a shooting, everybody has to come. The highway patrol has to come. Fish and Game has to come. The sheriff, the city, everybody. Sometimes Anderson has to send people to Reading. There aren't enough of them out there right now. And they can't just ask people to help out anymore because the legislature's made it impractical. But we are there. We figure if they get in deep enough trouble, they might call. We'll be ready because we've got a lot more people than they do.
And what I'm getting today, what I'm gathering from this interview with you, Jim, is that you are a group of individuals coming together and under an organized in an organized way in order to be self-sufficient.
Correct. That's a very good way of putting it, succinctly.
All right. So it's not like you're anti this, you're not anti that. Yes, everyone has their beliefs, just like every Joe that's walking down the street. But it's about being prepared in case of an emergency and being able to help yourself first and then your neighbor.
Correct. That's right.
Completely voluntary.
Yep.
Some of our people, and one of our people here is having a problem with this, and I don't understand why, really.
In our chat pack.
In our chat pack. And I don't understand really why. And maybe it's just the way that, I'm not sure. And maybe it's because there's an argument going back and forth between a couple of them there. I don't, you know, the fact is that a militia is something that maybe it's because of the term. But from what I've read on your website and from talking to you, it's, you know, we're a group of guys, and men and women.
Mm-hmm.
They get together. We practice taking care of ourselves and our community. We prepare in case there is an emergency that we can help take care of ourselves. It's not to go out and take other people's stuff, but it's to take care of ourselves.
No, in fact, it's to make sure people aren't taking other people's stuff.
Yeah.
If you had a real serious problem like a Katrina where you've got looting and pillaging, yeah, we would not encourage that. And often, and from my law enforcement career, I learned just being there, standing out there in the open where they can see you, people don't break the law in front of a uniform and a gun. They just don't.
Y'all have uniforms?
We do, yeah. We have the multi-cam uniform. The Army is just now adopting it, and we've had that for a couple of years.
Okay. All right, we've got to take a break. Carl and DeBott, we're talking to the Northern California State Militia, and we'll be right back after these messages.
I'm Patrick Henry Jones, running for Supervisor, District 3. Proven leadership for Shasta County. I am committed to actively protecting our renewable resources, mining, agriculture, logging, and ranching. It's time the county starts working for the people, not against. It's time for a change. Vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor, District 3, 2012.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
At North Valley Bank, we offer more than just products and services. We offer expertise for the times in your life when you need financial advice. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, now is one of the times to consult the experts at North Valley Bank. You'll get support every step of the way from our Home Loan Center. Whether you need someone to help you choose the right mortgage loan program, decide if it makes sense to refinance, or get pre-approved for a home loan, we're here for you. And if you're a first-time homebuyer, you may be interested in North Valley Bank's home buying seminars. These seminars give you the opportunity to learn the basics of the home buying process with experts on hand to answer your specific questions. If you'd like to know more, go online at novb.com or visit a local branch today. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Spadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back
down. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
You can stand me.
Carl and DeBott, this portion of the show brought to you by Crown Motors. Going down to visit Steve Roberts and your crew. If you want to find your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, or Ram vehicle, they've got them. They've been serving our area for a long time. Local people, taking care of local people. Right here. They carry a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. They take pride in what they do. Crown Motors, right here in Redding. Our guest from the Northern California State Militia, Jim Hagenson. Jim, one of the questions that came up is, you know, during the break we were talking about it, is other armed groups here in the state of California.
And there are many. I first became really familiar with them during a four-year stretch at San Quentin where I was working. And I was put in one of the organized gang units where we housed them, had to segregate them, otherwise they'd kill each other. In fact, they killed each other rather regularly anyway. Then I became a parole agent, and if anybody thinks there aren't well-organized armed groups with thousands of members operating in California today, then they're living in a la-la land of illusion. There are lots of armed organizations in the state, and they're not legally armed. They're criminal organizations. And in California, there are almost a million felons, past and present, but they're out there. And in a large-scale disaster, I can assure you none of them are going to go hungry, none of them. They will get their food wherever they have to go to get it. And if the supply chain breaks down or the fuel shortage causes disruption in the supply system, they're not going hungry. And anybody who saw the riots after the Rodney King verdict and trial will remember how easy order is to lose. And it was days and days. I mean, the National Guard had to go in there.
The Marines had to go in there.
Right,
active duty forces. They brought in Marines up from Camp Pendleton to go into and to help out with it. I remember that.
That was really rare
that you would bring an active duty. Yeah, and you know what? By the way, the trucker that was assaulted
pulled
and
out
maimed,
and killed, yeah.
The guy that did it to him and then did a dance over him, mm-hmm. The guy that did that, they got him for battery. They didn't get him for maiming or other things. It wasn't like they put him in jail forever like they should have. I guess the bottom line is, Jim, in the last couple minutes here, is that y'all have formed your group, your militia, to preserve order within your ranks, to take care and make sure your people are okay, but also to help other people in case of an emergency. And you've talked with the sheriff, and how can we be helped? You know, how can we help people? And that kind of thing, as opposed to being a selfish, we're going to take what we need.
You don't want to become, the word militia, think of the word bully.
Yeah, that would be a misnomer. I mean, You really have to think beyond what the media normally describes as militia. It's just false. That's not true. It's the way it was when Abraham Lincoln was in the militia and George Washington was in the militia, and they weren't embarrassed and they didn't have to hide their names. Many of the presidents, Andrew Jackson was in the militia. And that was a fine thing at the time. Just because ABC and CNN want to say that somehow that's a bad thing doesn't make it so. People get used to hearing it associated with bad terms and they think it's true. Well, it's not true. It's regular people looking after their own interests and trying to make sure they're not helpless in a crisis. And if there is an earthquake, that's a whole state possibly that's taken out. And the government doesn't have the ability to help a whole state. They just don't.
Tell us your website again.
Cal Militia, CAL-militia.com.
And right. If people want to talk to Jim, you're more than happy to talk to him about it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll email you back and forth and exchange phone numbers or meet up with you if you're local. We have platoons all over Northern California. We have a new platoon opening in L.A. this weekend.
Wow, that should be interesting. I don't guess you'll see Steven Spielberg or Tom Hanks in that group, probably.
I haven't noticed their name on the list.
No, okay, just wondering.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for being here today. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Mike DeQuisto running for Congress. One of the people running for Congress will be in here. And also Linda Hartman is going to give us a call, talking about the Veterans Home and other things that are going on. The rest of the week, I think we have Chief Rob Pelletti is going to be in on Thursday. And we have Joe Weiss, who's the president of Shasta College, will be here Friday. So we've got a big week planned here, and as usual. So if you're not here, you're missing something. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
At the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned away.